What's up, people? So I woke up today and found out a bunch of people on the right stormed the U.S. Capitol. Fuck. See, I can tell you what happened. The entire time we've been locked down, we've been watching TV about the left tearing apart the city. Because they're rightfully pissed off. And because we haven't seen a crackdown on them, they set the standard. So this is what I'm worried about happening. The right is going to be come after hard. And they're going to feel like it's not fair. They already feel like they stole the election. The left was lighting cities on fire, and very few people were going to jail, even going to jail and being immediately released. And then on their protest, they get locked up doing hard time. I don't see this going well, because the right is going to stop trusting everything there is to do with the government. It's not going to be pretty, man. It's going to get so much more bloodier before it gets better. We are not doing a good job with this. Both sides. Both sides need to sit down at a fucking table and be like, look, we need to hash some shit out. Like, if we got to fucking go to fisticuffs, like, let's start pitting people against each other, fucking UFC style, and being like, whoever wins, their bill goes through. We got to figure out something else, because our current system really isn't working. And we're heading towards some shit we all really don't want. Because it's not like North versus South. This is like neighbor versus neighbor. You're going to have people start attacking each other in the streets. People who have certain types of flags, certain types of emblems. You know, you got that Biden Harris sticker on your car, might be a target. You got a Trump sticker on your car, you might be a target. It's not going to get pretty. It's going to get a lot worse. But we need the pain to figure shit out, apparently. We have to spill some blood to figure out, wow, this was a bad fucking idea. Maybe this exposes the cracks in our system. We are evolving, you know. We're pretty safe. Like, we don't have wolves wandering the streets. Well, at least most of us. You know, we don't have to worry about being attacked by grizzly bears while we go, you know, look for berries. You know, so we live pretty comfortable lives. Most of us survive childbirth. So I think this is, we've stopped having to evolve in the natural world, and now we're evolving in our artificial world that we've created. And through that evolution, there's got to be blood. Hopefully we get to the point in our evolution where we learn to, okay, well, let's figure some shit out using our big brain, not our fucking reptile brain. Fucking killing shit. That's one of my worries with the Biden presidency, is he's got to bring back Obama era weapon strikes using technology. Because it's so much easier to do a war when you don't have to send anyone. You know, drone technology is leaps and bounds ahead of what it was when Obama was president. I mean, you got Moore's Law. Every 2 years it gets better. But that's been replaced because we figured out different shit. Now it's like every 2 weeks it gets better. They've got shit. I saw they had this one drone. It has an LED array underneath it and projects the image of the sky above it. So if you're looking up, you don't see it. That's crazy. It's visual stealth. technology that they currently have that we know about. Imagine what they don't tell us openly, because you know they're working on shit behind the curtain. That shit has got to be advanced. Hitting this blunt real quick. Goddamn. I don't know. What do y'all think? Send me some messages. Get to know me. Let's talk. And share some podcasts or something. It's strange because when I was growing up, like, I grew up in the 80s, you know, when you actually went outside and played, you know, like, a lot of, there's so much has changed, and change is going to happen. You can't fight it. You have to kind of just kind of go with the flow, you know, because if you resist it, that's when, sometimes you need to resist it. Sometimes it's worth the blood. I mean, World War II was worth the blood. Stop that crazy fuck. But we didn't need to let it get to that point. And that's what I'm worried about Trump. Because if the right feels like they're being persecuted, next guy's going to be so much worse. I mean, I voted for Trump. One, because I hate Hillary. I couldn't bring myself to vote for her. I wanted Bernie, but apparently that's not an option for the DNC. He's not part of the military industrial complex like Hillary is. Hillary's a warmonger. Like, she would have sent our people to die and kill others. Nah, I'm not okay with that. I'm not going to support that. Trump wanted to get out of the wars. That I can get behind. Now, again with the DNC, Bernie Sanders was doing good. Fucked him over. Tulsi Gabbard, like, that bitch is amazing. I was watching her interview the other day. Jesus Christ, like, why aren't these people leading us? Like, is it that ingrained? This deep state fucking, you know, private military complex bullshit. Like, the system is gonna break because it's under a lot of pressure. It's not gonna be pretty. We need to get some new people in there because we're evolving and you're holding us back from evolving. And it's gonna fucking end up in blood. We need to get some other. I mean, Andrew Yang, I was watching a couple interviews of his. I really think, okay, we all love business. Business is what America is built on. Why don't we make America a business? And if you're born here, you get a dividend. There's a minimum. You get more if you get a job that we need. If we need doctors, if we need lawyers, you get a bigger chunk of that pie. You can still buy whatever you want. You can still do whatever you want. But if you should also have the choice that if you don't want to do anything, you're allowed to do nothing. And you'll get, let's say poverty. The poverty line was like $24,000. Which is crazy. That's how much the poverty line is. Like, how fucking rich are we? To where you're poor if you don't make $25,000 a year. You're poor in this country if you make $20,000 a year. There's people in other countries making $2 a month. Holy shit. Like, that just blows my fucking mind. You know, I wish there was a way to find families over there. Like, you know, these charities just, they pay their CEOs so much, and charities are just a way to siphon money from us, thinking that we're doing good. We have the technology. We can give money to people directly. You know, I could send the family $5, and that'll be more than what they made this month. Like, why is that not a possibility? Why is that not like something that we can go, hey, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, you sign up on a website and you can just donate $5 to a person. So I'm doing okay. A lot of people aren't. Like, maybe we can, like, I like Andrew Yang's plan of doing a VAT tax to where when companies make things, the parts that they make are taxed, or the parts that they buy are taxed. So they can't get around it. They can't go to, you know, a lawyer and get around it. Because, I mean, Amazon didn't pay shit. Amazon makes billions of dollars a year, and they don't pay any fucking tax. Why? Because they have the money to avoid it. The system's not fair. So we need to make a tax that they can't avoid and goes to us. Because each one of us, as citizens of the United States of America, deserve to live at least at the poverty line. Like, that's make everyone's starting point there, right? Because everyone's starting point isn't equal. This is where I think, okay, I used to be a lefty, right? I used to be a lefty, but they became too pussified. They really did. It's like they started, like, they didn't know what it was like to be a man, and so they tried to make everyone into a woman. And I'm like, nah, I'm not down for that. So I walked away, went right. Try to adopt a lot of stuff that they agree on, I don't. But it's less than what I disagree with the left. If they came out with a good candidate, I'm down. They keep coming out with these people that are nothing more than what we already had. I mean, I remember a time when the elections were happening when I was a kid, where people didn't care which side you picked because they were both the same fucking thing. It was like, just swap between the two. You know, him and then him, and then him and then him, just bounce back and forth, just kind of like, eh. Because they were identical. Trump broke that. Right, it showed a fracture that we could pressure a group to pick someone else, because we saw a pattern developing. We broke that pattern. I'm worried the new administration, because they control all three now. The Dems are pretty much in control. They can come down hard, and if they do, that's what's going to start the new civil war. Don't think it. They're like, oh, how are you going to? National Guards are state owned. If a state backs off the United States, they have their own army. Like, they have their own drones. They have their own, all that stuff. So worrying about drones and shit, like, that's, we have those too. Each state has that. Texas would probably go. Texas, absolutely. Texas would be like, fuck y'all, we're out. I might have to move to Texas. I actually want to move to Texas. That might be actually a really good idea. I mean, that's where all the liberals are going. All the smart ones, at least. They're going to Texas. Good goddamn, this is good weed. Alright. Well, you listen to me ramble on forever. I hope y'all doing okay. We'll get through this. Cross your fingers. Be nice. Be kind. Help out when you can. We'll figure this shit out. But it's gonna hurt. Stay safe.
So I have a hard question I'd like to propose. has America died? I think it has. Or it's on its way of dying. See, during the first American Civil War, the South wanted slavery to be privatized. They wanted corporations able to have slaves. They don't have to pay for people. The North wanted to put it under government control. But they give everyone a chance. They will only enslave you if you violate one of their many laws. And they just keep adding more. And we accept it as they literally chip away at our freedoms. Because do you think any rich person is getting pulled over and arrested for having a joint on them? Do you think any wealthy person is worried about buying their cocaine? I know plenty of wealthy people